Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. The federal government has reopened, at least temporarily. Now, lawmakers will try to hammer out an agreement on border security. Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
With the shutdown over for now, what are you hearing from your constituents who are federal workers affected by this longest government shutdown in U.S. history?
Well, I think that there's two things. One, there's a relief that folks are going to be getting back to work. They're going to be getting their paychecks. And then also hope that this will be the last of the shutdown. You know, this notion of shutting down the government over a policy debate just can never become the new normal. And so, you know, I think that those are the two messages I've heard most clearly from folks I've talked to.
And, you know, the workers who haven't been paid in more than a month are still facing uncertainty. They're wondering if they could possibly be in the same position in 3 weeks. And one worker we talked to says, you know, 3 weeks may not be enough time to get all the back pay before another potential government shutdown would hit. You know, so just on the just sort of bureaucracy tangles here, you know, what thoughts do you have on this?
I think we're going to be focused on making sure that these federal employees aren't forgotten and that they're made whole as quickly as possible, and then get underway on debating and discussing openly border security so that there is no looming threat of this happening again.
As you survey the scene, what do you think the chances are of reaching a deal in 3 weeks?
I am hopeful. We have to have an open and honest debate around border security. You know, I think both parties understand the importance of that. And, you know, we're going to hash out our different proposals for solutions. And I hope that, you know, this happens on the House and Senate floors so that people can understand, you know, what the solutions are. I mean, I've learned a lot in, you know, the last few weeks sitting with experts and understanding what evidence-based security solutions look like. So I think there just has to be an open, honest discussion around what works and so that we're not wasting taxpayer money. You know, I don't support a wall because I haven't heard any evidence that it makes us any safer. And I don't, I'm not in the business of wasting taxpayer dollars. But I want that to be a self-evident conclusion after we have, an open debate about border security.
How likely is it that you think Democrats will maintain a firm stance against a wall or barrier?
You know, I know that there are many Democrats who are as convinced as I am that a wall doesn't make us any safer. And so, you know, we have to have an affirmative agenda on what we believe border security looks like. And then I think, you know, once you have that robust, transparent discussion, you know, of course, you know, there's going to be, you know, give and take and, a discussion on what the right mix is. I do think it's going to be a spirited debate, and I think over the course of the next few weeks, we'll get to work on making sure that the mix is right and that we're safer as a result.
Now, President Trump is saying if there's not a deal in 3 weeks, he might use emergency powers so that he can build a wall. What's your response to that?
This threat or this looming threat of another shutdown or emergency powers, I don't believe that's a good way for us to govern. I think that right now, you know, we've already wasted enough time during this shutdown. So I think that there is this collective urgency right now to have this debate on border security, you know, get this deal done so that we can move on to, you know, much more important business.
Well, Congresswoman Lori Trahan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WBUR.